Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Above all activities which the Lord was involved with as he walked among us as the Son of Man, he was a man of constant prayer. He personified the exhortation of the Apostle Paul, who said, "Pray without ceasing." In his own words, men ought always to pray and not to faint. He fainted not in the day of his trial, because he prayed, and the Father heard him, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Such wonder cannot be told by men, yet he has demonstrated it. If he, being the only begotten Son of God, had need to pray, how much more do we who are of Adam's race stand in need of such? God's people must pray because he has made them his sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." God's people must pray because they know themselves to be without strength. "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." The true sons of God must cry out to him continually, knowing that they have no strength of their own. God's people must pray because they hunger and thirst for his presence. Their desire is that of the Apostle Paul, who said, "That I might know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." Religious men are content with some knowledge about the facts of their religion, but the true sons of God are starving for his fellowship and long to be like him. God's people must pray because they are beset on every side by those who are their enemies. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It has become accepted for churches, so called, to adopt the ways and practices of the world in their quest to attract more and more members. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. The world, especially the religious world, is not a friend of the sons of God.